The universal criteria to judge an investment is how much income does it produce per dollar of asset value.
What action would you encourage our listener to take to actually become educated in these comparisons?
John, I think people ought to get familiar with the financial pages of the Wall Street Journal. There's a section of the Wall Street Journal called the money section. And at the end of that, they have various yields, bond yields, mortgage yields, stock market yields as per the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, which is primarily growth companies and new companies, and the Wilshire 5000 and several other indexes. When I say relative yields, I am talking today. We hope you, as our listener, become educated over time. What we say today in terms of specifics may not apply tomorrow. It could be that if property prices continue to go up and rent levels fall and the stock market goes into one of its really down cycles, that yields from stocks could dramatically increase over the yields from real estate. These are not givens. These are not carved in stone. I'm only talking historically. If we went into some period in the future where real estate income yields had fallen to, say, 2%, as I understand they are in Melbourne. I was recently attending some property shows in Hong Kong and Singapore, where they sell a lot of Australian properties. And the yields were 2%. Well, if we ever reached the period of time in the United States where the yields of property are 2%, and the stock market dividend yields, the amount of money that I would get from owning $1 million in stocks would be $60,000 or $70,000 a year, as it was in 1948 or 1949. If we ever got into that situation again, then I would be very heavy into stocks because the relative yields would have shifted. So